The CBC has played a major role in setting the stage for the violence related to the Coastal GasLink pipeline construction. The CBC has played an agitating role by fully endorsing the claims of the hereditary chiefs while paying scant attention to the elected chiefs and the mandate of their electorate. The CBC created a favorable narrative for the protesters who were arrested for being in breach of a Supreme Court order. The CBC has been disrespectful to the court and the rule of law. Mostly recently, the terrorists burned 4 RCMP vehicles and additional government vehicles in Smithers in a targeted attack. The violence on the pipeline is a major story with international implications. Elements of this major story include the terrible violence against workers, some of them First Nations, and the police, as well as the emotional impacts on individuals and communities. Additionally, this violence will have an impact on international investment going forward. Yet despite the significance of the story on many levels, the CBC remains coyly quiet in their coverage, providing cover for the terrorists. The CBC has funded an anarchist documentary which should be released soon, which highlights the opposition to the pipeline. In a very calculated way, the CBC continues to sow discontent and potential future violence. The CBC's conduct has been ethically and professionally disgraceful. My request is for CBC Daybreak North to explain the purpose of this forthcoming anarchist documentary and provide clarity as to their role in this pipeline violence. Rolf van Driessem, Prince George.